Welcome to the Hot Rod Farmer Minute. I am Ray Bohax from the Farm Machinery Digest website and Idle Chatter podcast found on the Global Ag Network. The small gasoline engine is employed for a myriad of tasks on the farm. For the most part, they are dutiful soldiers. That is, if you could get them to run. By far, the most common complaint is either hard starting or not running at all, a frustration we have all experienced. Due to the nature of their size, these engines are very simplistic in design. A carburetor and a pull start is employed. Most issues are related to the carburetor, a component that is tasked with atomizing the gasoline so that it will ignite. If the carburetor does a poor job of atomizing the fuel, all the other steps skew and the engine is hard starting or will not run. A good indicator of this is a no start and a wet spark plug. Once this happens, the electricity uses the fuel for a path to ground instead of jumping the gap. Since the engines vibrate, it is important to keep all fasteners that hold the carburetor together and to the intake manifold or cylinder snug. Many designs use a rubber boot that connects the carburetor to the cylinder head, and over time it gets hard and cracks. An early sign is difficult starting and an objection to idle. When an induction system has an air leak between the carburetor and the cylinder, the ability for the carburetor to deliver fuel is diminished. The carburetor needs to be washed with a carburetor spray and the air filter kept clean. Keep in mind a tired engine with worn piston rings and valves will not allow the carburetor to function and will be extremely hard starting with a pull rope. When faced with a problem, first check for spark and then pull the plug and examine it. If it is wet, there is fuel, but it is not being atomized properly. If it is dry, then either a circuit is dirty in the carburetor or the ring seal is so poor in the cylinder that no signal is being created to pull fuel. Many engines become hard starting and unusable due to a lack of oil changes when they were younger.